在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Unit 12 Places. One C, listening. Follow the instructions and do the exercise. Hello.
Hey, Kevin. It's Jeffrey. I bet you know why I'm calling, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Look, I haven't changed my mind.
Okay, well, the room is still free, but not for much longer. I mean, I have to find someone else to move in here if you don't want to do it.
Look, you know how I feel about moving to the city.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you did say you were looking for a new job, and there are plenty of interesting and very good jobs in the city.
If you say so,
Just think of all the great museums, right? The wonderful movies, and you've got concerts, you've got theaters.
I know. But, you know, it's much quieter out here. You know, the air is just better out here. I don't know. Life is just, it's more relaxed.
You sound like you're getting middle-aged.
No. I don't think that's fair. I mean, you know how the city is at this time of the year, especially with all the tourists. I mean, and you know how gorgeous it is out here, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But living in the city can be a lot of fun. Listen, why don't you just come and stay with me once more, say, over the holidays. We can talk about it some more.
You know, that could be fun.
D, listening. Follow the instructions and do the exercise.
Wanda.
I spent the week with my grandparents in the country. They live on a big farm, and they have chickens and lots of animals and fruit trees and fresh vegetables, and it's just really, really beautiful and peaceful. When I was there, the apples were in season, and we went picking. And the neighbors came and they helped pick the apples and we packed them and it was so much fun. And then at the end of the day, my grandma would cook a big meal and we would just sit around and eat and talk and everything was delicious. It was so good. And I thought I'd be bored because they don't have a TV or anything, but I wasn't. It was a lot of fun. But at the end of the week, tell you the truth, I really miss my friends and I think I prefer to live in the city. It's noisy and it's dirty in the city, but I like it better than the country. You know, the country's okay for a visit, but it's too quiet for me.
Robert. My friend from Canada was in town last week, and I showed him around, and it was really fun. I thought it was going to be, you know, a bit of a drag, you know, taking him here and there, but I ended up seeing a part of my town that I'd never seen before. We went to the zoo. We went to museums that I had never seen before. And we also went to the opera one night. Oh, my gosh, it was just beautiful, and I had never been to the opera before. You know, when someone from out of town comes to visit, you end up doing things in your own city that you've never thought of doing before. It was really great. The only thing is, if I had it all to do all over again, I probably would plan out an itinerary for exactly what we do on what day, because some days we spent, you know, a couple of hours just trying to figure out what to do.
Two, A, listening. Follow the instructions and do the exercise.
1. This is the main street. It's called Orchard Road. It's a great place to shop and just to walk, unless you get caught in a rainfall. 2. This is a lovely place, and not far from the city. It's called Harpar Villa Dragon World. They have some beautiful tropical trees and flowers here. But the best part is looking at the native costumes. They are beautiful, and I love the masks. 3. This is one of my favorite hotels. It's been beautifully restored recently. It's called The Raffles. You should go there for a drink when you're in Singapore. 4. This is a nice place to spend a day if you don't want to shop. Sentosa Island. Here's the entrance with a big dragon. You can get there by cable car, which is very exciting. There are lots of things to see on the island, and it's got a nice beach. 5.
Clark Quay is a great place to eat, shop, and sightsee. It's located along the Singapore River. There are over 175 shops along the river and lots of great restaurants where you can eat outdoors and watch the boats. 6. Jurong Bird Park has an unbelievable number of exotic birds. They are all so colorful and beautiful to look at. Some of them wander around that are not even in cages.
To be listening. Follow the instructions and do the exercise.
1.
My first years were in the city of Oslo. Well, not quite downtown, but not out in the suburbs either. It was in a flat. It was on the first floor. A first floor flat. And I remember that we didn't have any wash basins, actually. We had to carry up our water. It was quite old-fashioned at that time, and there we were, not allowed to play, you know, in the backyard either, so we had to play, you know, on the streets.
2. The house I was born in was a single-story house. When you came into it, you came into a corridor where my parents used to keep meat because it was rather cold outside. When you kept going on, you went into the dining room, and there was a big stove in it, where my mother used to cook food, and we used to sit together next to it.
3. It was an apartment on the fifth floor in a town in Italy, and I liked it very much because from certain windows I could see the sea and very beautiful sunsets, and from the other there was a park where children went to play. I didn't go usually because I was an only child, so my parents used to keep me at home, but I liked to look at it through the windows and watch what was happening.
4.
I've got vague memories of the house in which I lived between 2 and 7. It was near a small town near Madrid, and I remember it was a bungalow, just one floor. It had a porch, a big porch at the front door, and behind the house there were fruit trees.
5. Well, it was quite a big flat in Paris, and what I remember is that it had lots of bedrooms, and when my sister and I walked along the corridor, we used to look into the bedrooms, and one of them was a dark bedroom with no windows, and we used to get frightened passing it.